It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
That's what we do. We bring the boom. We bring the boom to you. That's right. It's the WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot telling us yesterday that he just thought it was some banger rap song, so he went to download it. I can only imagine how he felt when he looked it up.
He's like, what?
How Costco, ridiculous he must have
yes,
felt.
Yes, this is the Costco guys? I mean, it does.
He thought it was Tone Luke.
What?
What is that his name?
Oh.
Damn it.
I thought I nailed it.
Tone Luke.
Was it the I thought it was the Funky Colt Medina guy.
Yes.
Yes.
Tone Loke.
Damn it.
Not Tony Luke's.
No. Tone Luke. Actually, the chorus sounds like it could be a Tone Loke chorus. It's not.
Thank you. It's not close.
Yes, it's not a bad reference from you, but you just.
Damn it.
You just butchered the name.
It's so close. Tone Luke?
Loke.
Loke next monster.
That's Loch Ness Monster.
Get out of here. We're talking about Nick Sirianni today, and if there is anything, it does feel like there is a portion of the fan base who is out no matter what, and just asking, is there anything he can do to get you back in on Nick Sirianni? I say yes. Ike has always been a Nick guy. Jack says no. Now, he's going second today, so I guess that would make Corey from Columbus the Lou Whitaker of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Sweet Lou.
Yeah, Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, I come off the bench and give you 50. Wherever you want me to be on a show, you know, wherever
I can I'm count
at,
on you.
I'm going to give you some highlight reel tape. You know that. Hey, happy birthday to the Ohio legend, my man.
What up, bro? Listen, stop reminding me I didn't come out in the rain and take a picture with you.
Hey, man, I reached the WIP legend. Hey, man, he the reason. He a top two reason. Why, you know, I stuck with the afternoon show and rolled with you on. I'm a foxhole guy to the end.
And I made this show.
Yes, you did.
Hell yeah.
I know the guy that put you in the time slot, but I just, you definitely made it. You definitely made it.
Look at Nick Sirianni. Look at Nick Sirianni trying to find out how to get credit.
Yeah, Jerry Jones over here.
Look. That's not your job. Yeah, your job isn't to question my decisions.
No, hey, go man, ahead. But, what's up,
but,
C?
But Sirianni, man, I'm riding with my boy. Like, listen, like Sirianni, he do stuff that's annoying. The reason why he does, like, I don't mind the stuff that he do at all. But the reason why it becomes annoying to me is because it's like it becomes a story that doesn't need to be talked about. Because let's be real, Nick Sirianni heckling with the fans. That's not the reason why Jalen Hurts started the season not looking great. That's not the reason why the defense is getting lit up. Like, that's taking off, you know, pressure of the team looking mediocre when we're talking about that. That's what irritates me. But I think what happened on Sunday and how that happened, I think that's going to be a rally cry for the team. So I'm in. Y'all know me. I'm picking Eagles 17 weeks. I'm going down with the Titanic. If it go down, I'm on the ship. You know, and I'm glad. This is what I love about Nick. Because, see, with Nick, you know what you ain't got to worry about? You ain't got to worry about him trading players because they got a bad attitude, right? You don't got to worry. Something else. You don't got to worry about Nick, best friend, saying that your quarterback ain't that good and saying, hey, that's his opinion, but he my best friend and I ain't going to disagree with him.
Do you remember that with Doug and Brett Favre? I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't hear Nick do nothing like that. Nick will say, hey, when his quarterback playing bad, he going to say, hey, I was out there throwing it with him. I was in his brain with him. I was the one telling him that's what I want in the head coach. And I get it. And that's why his players support him, because it's like, he's going to take the blame off of them. And it's like, I hope that this team rallies around him. Like, this guy right here, let me point this at Jalen Hurts. I like the fact that Jalen Hurts is starting to support Nick Sirianni, but Jalen, let me just talk to you real quick, dog. You that beef with Sirianni, but this team didn't want you, right? Like, they could have got any quarterback, but this dude rolled with you, dog. You became a good quarterback under this coach, right? This dude was the dude that was in the foxhole with you. When people said you couldn't throw, when people was calling you noodle arm, this was the coach went down with you, right? This dude. So I'm glad you finally saying this is my guy and I'm going to ride with him. Hey.
Even if you don't really believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, still say it.
Believe it. Ride with him.
Yes.
Hey, man. And Sunday, this going to be the takeoff game. Saquon Barkley, revenge game. This is it, baby. Season starting now.
All right. Corey, next question today. Now, you probably can't go to the Flyers game because it's Saturday.
I might want to go see Big Meech. You never know.
Okay. All right. Well, no, just because you're in Columbus and it's 2 days from now. That said, it's Bryce Harper's birthday as well. So who's a guy?
Who's a guy? So look, this might throw some people off. I'm going to say The Rock. And I'm not going to talk about The Rock, the movie star. I'm talking about The Rock, the WWE star. Everybody wanted to be The Rock on WWE when he come out. It's your smile, you know, when he wearing, you know, the silk shirt with the silk pants with the eyes and the glasses. That was a man right there, The Rock.
He was. And he did the thing that all – thank you for the call,
Corey. Eyebrow.
Oh, yeah, the eyebrow. And that all great wrestlers start off as a heel. And if you're great as a heel, people love you so much as a bad guy, they turn you into the good guy.
I didn't even know The Rock was a heel.
Oh, he was. Yeah, Rock started as a heel.
I didn't know that.
Yes, he started as a heel. And then, like most of the wrestlers, when they start them off as bad guys, and then people like them too much, so they got to turn them into good guys.
So he was the heel when he was doing all of the candy ass and all that stuff. So, like when he had hair.
Well, and if I'm remembering this correctly, the main face, which is what you call the good guys in wrestling, the main baby face at the time was Stone Cold.
Right. So it was during that time.
He was the opposite, really, of the way that Stone Cold was.
Okay.
Rock's a good answer, I think.
Yeah.
Rock's a good answer.
Rock, I remember The Rock.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official jeweler of you. If you're looking to get engaged, shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with rings for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. Can Nick Sirianni win you back over? Yes, he can, or no, I'm out. Ike, what do you think the percentages are on that Twitter question?
Ooh, well, it's hard to read this fan base when it comes to Nick. I'm going to go with the majority being out.
Okay.
And I'll go with 68%.
So you can tell it's a good question when it's close to 50-50, usually. 53% say no, I'm out.
Wow.
And 47% say yes, he can. Now, I think if we had taken this poll on Monday,
oh, hell,
it would have been 80% out.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Yeah.
I do think there's a portion that feel bad for him.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, we were just talking about
that. You said that,
In the break, I said, I like Nick. I don't know how good a coach Nick is. But on Monday, or Sunday when he did that, I was so mad because I didn't think it was acceptable the way he acted. And I knew I had to be honest with it and crush him on Monday, but I didn't want to. You, do you know what I mean? Because I don't I don't want to feel that way about him.
Yeah. That's how I am pretty much every Sunday the Eagles lose. Yeah, I don't want to criticize any of them, but I'm like, oh, God, I got to go and kill Jalen today?
Yeah.
Or do I got to find a way to make this not as painful today?
Yeah. He did you a favor Sunday, but then Nick went and screwed it all up.
Yeah,
so.
No, you're exactly right.
Yeah, you didn't have to defend Jalen on Monday.
I was like, this is going to be, Jalen didn't turn the ball over, man. We're good. This is going to be a good day tomorrow. I was like, oh, God, what happened with Nick at the end of the game?
Well, I could even tell when we were doing the show on Monday, and I was getting negative about Jalen. I could tell that you were just like, no, not today, man.
Yeah.
You're not making me do this with both guys today. So before we get back to the phones, Chase Daniel does a podcast with Diana Russini, and there's one other guy on that podcast, right?
Just on that last, it's mostly just Russini and him.
Okay.
And that was Mike Sando on the last one.
And it's on The Athletic. The podcast is called
Scoop City.
Scoop City. And Chase Daniel spent, was he just here a year, I think? They spent $8 million on him to be the backup quarterback.
Which is egregious.
Yeah, and then he got mad, by the way, when they started Carson Wentz over him, which...
which is even more egregious.
Yeah. It's kind of like the competitive nature of Chase Daniel.
Yeah, the competitive nature.
But I do think Chase Daniel has become a very, very good, like Orlovsky, as a backup quarterback, has become a very good analyst, Chase Daniel has. And he was talking about what it was like in the NovaCare facility when he was quarterback here, and here's what he had to say.
And I'm a little bit torn because I've been in that building before, and I was in it for a year in 2016, and I've never seen, how do I put this? I've never seen a more keenly aware locker room of what is being said on the outside than in Philadelphia, from the players, from the equipment staff, from the training room, from Big Dom, from Howie Roseman. They freaking care so much about what other people think that they don't have their own way of thinking at times. And yes, it produced a Super Bowl in 2017. They hit gold with it. But I've never seen in my entire life more disconnect in a locker room between, oh, this guy wrote this about me, and then another player agreeing with the writer and not having their guys back. It just is how it is in Philadelphia. I'm not going to name names, but I've seen it multiple times there. And so when I saw this, at first I was like, as a player, I'm like, I love this. Like, I'm like, as media, I actually really hate this. It shows emotional, like, you're just emotional, you're immature, you don't know how to handle your emotion.
So what is most interesting about that, I think, in terms of what we're talking about, is how much harder it, now this was 8 years ago, but there's still the same, you know, top line leadership, which I think it probably trickles down from, is how hard Sirianni's, how hard it must be on him if they are so conscious of what is happening outside. And it just, it makes him, I think his already his frustration about what people are saying about him. Mm-hmm. But if he's also in the back of his mind saying, well, the bosses are obsessed with what is happening outside, you know, what people are saying, how it even is pushing him in several different ways. And I don't say any of that in terms of him being a coach, though I think it may have...
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
I've had some effect on those fourth down decisions early. Mm-hmm. So he already seems a little sensitive to what is happening around. But if he is in an atmosphere that is also hypersensitive, it might even make it worse.
Yeah, I'll answer this in two parts. Chase Daniel was here 8 years ago.
Yep.
That was prior to them winning the Super Bowl. So they may have been hypersensitive to a lot of things. That's also coming off the Chip Kelly era where Chase Daniel was here. A lot of things have changed sort of. From then, like, there's a lot of positive that have happened that hadn't occurred when Chase Daniel was playing here that prior to left a lot of people. Howie was just coming back to being the GM in 2016. He had his title stripped away from him. And so I don't want to discredit what Chase is saying his experience was being here, but it's hard for him to really know what it's like here. He's not been back here since.
He's just
talking from Los Angeles and looking at it on Twitter and everything else. But does that mean he's wrong when it comes to are people in the building paying too much attention to what's on the outside? There's probably some truth to that. And that's where I'll come to us and I'll say that's the power of this platform. That's the power of sports in this town. It matters to everyone. And I don't care how much you may try to ignore the stuff, man, it has to get hard when it's all we do. Think about this. Like the Phillies, they get an offseason. The Sixers, they get an offseason. The Flyers, whether it's in season or offseason, we don't talk about them very much.
Yep. Flyers in 50 at 3:30 today.
We talk about the Eagles all the time. So it's hard for them not to hear it at some point.
Sure.
Right? You're like, that's why Bryce was like, yeah, I kind of enjoy listening more during our offseason when they're talking about the other team.
Sure.
Yeah, the Eagles can't say that because the Eagles get talked about all the time. We're going to critique free agency. We're going to critique the draft, right? Like, we're going to critique all those things, OTAs. So I don't know. I guess they had to have a better awareness and not react to things of that nature.
That's the key.
But for them hearing it shouldn't be a surprise. Like,
sure,
it'd be foolish for us to think they don't hear what we say about them.
I think the thing that he intimated there, and he didn't give any examples, but the thing that he intimated there is that it affects how they run the organization.
Right.
From a PR perspective, that's one thing. Fine. That, you know, if you know, Bob Lang or whatever sees that Nick does what he does on Sunday, it's his job to sit down with him and say, this is how this is going to work. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Bob Lang, PR guy there. So they should be aware of it from that standpoint. But if it is affecting how they make football decisions or how they play, then that, I think, could become problematic.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah. Especially when you're talking about in-game stuff. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, Angelo got Doug to take the ball on a coin toss.
Right.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Right. Like, that's where that clip comes from. So I agree with you. It should not have any impact on what they do on the field. But let me ask you this. Not saying that they should take a poll or listen to a Twitter poll that we may have.
Which may have happened for a different team.
Yeah, may have happened somewhere else.
Might have gotten us Bryce Harper rather than Manny Machado.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
But I was going to say to that effect, that I'm tongue-in-cheek there, but do you think they should listen when it comes to like things like that? Like if a fan base is all in or are all out on a certain player for, let's say, moral value reasons or what have you.
Right.
They should take some heed to that and know and read the room and know what their fan base is saying.
Yes, I think they should. I think their job always should just be to find a way to not make whatever decisions they're making from a football perspective, find a way to not make it worse, you know, publicly. Mm-hmm. Just try to find a way to temper it. But I think, and that's why Nick's reaction is so key to this, and it's why his personality is such a potential positive or negative, is that he can feed into the bad stuff the wrong way.
Yes,
And I think it taps into, for his players who like him, but they like him, I think, because they feel like he feels similarly.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't. It's bad. Yes. It's bad for your players to do what you did, so you can't do it.
Right.
Right? Like you already have a team full of guys, but has enough guys who are overly conscious of what's being said publicly.
Oh, yeah.
So if the
at least a handful.
So if the coach and the organization yes. are reinforcing that, not that they should. I don't think anybody over there is saying, you know, you should clap back on Twitter.
What do you mean by their actions?
Yes.
By his actions is reinforcing that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
215-592-9494. Can Nick Sirianni get you back on board, Chuck Mount Airy? You're on WIP.
Come on, Chuck.
Man, you ain't got to say me like this, Spike. You know what I mean?
No, I just know what you're going to say. That's all. I love you. Yeah.
No, I want to say happy birthday night, man.
I appreciate it, broski. Thank you.
You know, you admire in so many ways, man. Great husband, great father, you know, man of God.
Thank you.
Great personality. You know what I'm saying? You need to be recognized, bro. So enjoy your day.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
And you're the only damn reason why I'm able to call after this show. I'm a firm believer of that. It wasn't up there.
Hold on. Wait a minute. What are you talking about? No, you know what, Chuck? I can attest to this.
Yes,
I at no point did mm-hmm. even at our worst, you and I, did I ever say no more, Chuck?
Nope,
never said it.
Nope,
never said it. I it was didn't want you to harm me physically, but I at no point did I ever say no more Chuck. So credit to Ike, 100%, love Ike, but you should know that I was not trying to run you off the radio station at any point.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding. I never put you on social media. That's my claim to fame. Yeah, and I never did. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to stick with that one. But I ain't got much to say. I just wanted to say happy birthday to Ike, man.
Oh,
no. Come on.
Come on, Nicky. We need some Nick takes.
Come on, man. All these teams stink. You just got to live with it. You know what I mean? You know, if you want to hear it, I give it to you. I mean, it's nothing negative. I don't have no positive things.
I'm just wondering about the coach. Can the coach win you over?
All right, listen. All these teams, man. I'm sick of you.
You're just mad at every team right now. Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know, look at this. Look at the Sixers, man. Just look at Joel Embiid on the shelf already. Before the season gets started. I told you guys. You know, I told you, man. Him and then Paul George are a great acquisition. He didn't touch the floor. He even sniffed the regular season game, and he's. You know what I mean? I told you he'd be hurt before January, and it's October, and they hurt like clockwork. I told you that. But then look at the Eagles. Nick Sirianni's an idiot. Jalen Hurts ain't good enough. You know what I mean? And no, he can't win me over. You kidding me? I never liked him in the first place. You know what I mean? I do give him grace for what happened the other day because he's human. You know, somebody throw popcorn on you and throw drinks at you and flowers at you. You're going to react eventually, too. So I get that part of it. But the guy's a complete moron. He got his hand in the office. He's over, man. This thing is over, man. And the Phillies are just poop, okay? Just straight up poop, man. And the GM came on with that garbage, you know, interview yesterday or a press conference, not acting like he don't even care. You know, what are we doing, man? And the Flyers are just the Flyers, man. Gritty is the only thing to look forward to when you watch.
Nah, come on, Michkov. Man. Meech is here.
Yeah, we're Meechkov guys.
Who the hell is that?
Oh, you're going to learn. You're going to learn, Meechkov.
Russian sensation.
Yeah, we're all going to be, the Russian here just for Meechkov.
Only Russian I know is Ivan Drago, and he's fictional.
Well, what about our guy Putin?
I don't know about him. That's not political.
I'm just kidding. Hey, Chuck, in honor of Bryce's birthday, we got a pair of tickets to the Flyers home opener. Next question today is, who's a guy? Who's your go-to guy?
Well, this guy would take my wife in a heartbeat. I mean, I'd be without a woman. And this guy's very, 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 very cool dude, man. I'm going to say Stringer Bell, Idris Elba.
Idris Elba's a good
Idris
one.
Elba.
He's on my. That dude's cool as hell, man.
Cool as hell, man. Cool. You know what I mean? So, you know,
I think my wife secretly got a crush on Stringer Bell, too.
You know,
I'm talking about, man.
And he needs to drop the British accent, but.
Well, he's British.
British.
Thank you for the call, Chuck.
How did they get him to play somebody from Baltimore?
Dude, he nailed it, too. Again.
The underrated Idris Elba role. Have you ever seen Pacific Rim?
No.
So it's a sci-fi.
I know what you're talking about.
So it's a sci-fi movie about monsters that actually live in the middle of the earth. They come out of the seas and they have to destroy them. And he has this one speech where he says something like, "Today we're canceling the apocalypse." And he's speaking to all his soldiers or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, yes! Idris Elba's a good answer.
Stringer Bell's a great actor, man.
Great answer.
Yeah, very good.
All right. Coming up.
And he was very cool, too. Cool,
super cool.
Yeah. Needs to be the next James Bond.
People have been talking about that for a while, about him being the next James Bond. He's going to hit a point where he might be too old, I guess. I mean, he's probably late 50s, I think, Idris Elba.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Hey.
You,
some of these guys.
You all age pretty well. Well,
he's 52.
There you go. 52. Well, I mean, it's true.
What do you mean, you all?
Well, black people don't crack. Yeah. It's true. It's just age,
boy.
I mean, what do you want out of me? It's true.
I didn't say it.
It's a compliment.
I'm just looking at everybody else blushing.
Oh, no.
I don't know what the hell you're going with this.
Black don't crack is a thing. It's the reason that it's said. There you go. I don't want to get deeper into it.
Oh, man.
All right. Joining us next.
But you're right.
Well, it's true.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, so we will continue talking about Nick Sirianni.
I'm 40. I just turned 40 today.
Yeah, see, that's what you look exactly the same as when I first met you. So we will continue talking about Nick Sirianni. Kenny, when you back, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we get to do another Phillies eulogy, but this time with a guy who can eulogize correctly. That is Larry Anderson, who will join us next. And we'll ask him about the whole Black Don't Crack thing as well. That's next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app